A group of computer scientists at Brigham Young University is taking a different approach to trying to teach a computer how to make art. Their machine is called Darcy. And Darcy is learning the way that art students have always done, by studying works made by other artists. The researchers took Darcy out for a spin at the Conference on Creativity and Cognition at the High Museum in Atlanta, and reporter Philip Greitzer was there.
It's a typical art scene in the atrium of the High Museum. People are milling around, drinking wine, and looking at exhibits. Off to one side, about a dozen artists are hovering around the laptop.
People will bring in images and give them to Darcy, and Darcy will judge them based on some criteria.
Darrell Heath is the guy that picked those criteria, and he won't say what they are. He's one of the grad students at Brigham Young University who wrote the program they call Darcy.
If the score from 0 to 100 that Darcy gives them is over 70, then they get into the show, otherwise they are rejected.
Gina Deininger from Australia is uploading her drawing of three female figures. She has it on a thumb drive.
What have I got to do? Upload?
Yeah, browse.
Browse. As you can see, as an artist, I have no idea how to use my...
And then flash G.
G. So this is a very simple one.
Okay.
So we'll try that. Upload. Let's see what she says. That's quite complicated for her. She might have problems. She didn't like it, you see?
Darcy is an acronym for Digital Artist Communicating Intent. It feels natural to call it she. Here's Dave Norton, also on the programming team.
She's being trained to recognize how images can be described with adjectives. We can say a lot about an image from the adjectives, and she's learning to associate an image with an adjective.
Her vocabulary includes about 2,000 adjectives like peaceful, scary, dark, and blue. But this isn't art for art's sake. Dave and his colleagues work in a field called computational creativity, and the goal is to figure out what creativity is and how it works. They're trying to write algorithms that make artificial intelligence systems more creative, to come up with solutions to unanticipated problems. Dan Ventura heads the team at Brigham Young.
We're trying to build a system that behaves at a level that humans behave at. So a nice analogy is airplanes fly very well, but they don't do it like birds.
But tonight, Darcy's task is simple. Since nobody knows the judging criteria, people are browsing the works that get accepted, trying to figure out what gets her going. Ernest Edmonds is an artist and a computer scientist.
My guess is that she's looking for some homogeneity and some harmony, so not too much variation, so that there's a closeness in the colors that are shown.
Gina Deininger tries another, a watercolor with greens and blacks.
So this might be something that she might like that. We'll have a look and see. I'll be intrigued to see. So she may not be terribly sophisticated in her judging of things. She's got lots to learn, so it's probably like a little kid going up and going, I like that.
My 6-year-old grandson George is very proud of a collage he made at school. It's a self-portrait on a blue background. No luck.
She gave me a 24. Well, I felt pretty good for myself. I thought I was going to get a 5 or a 1.
Finally, after the judging was done, I badgered the computer guys to tell me Darcy's criteria, and they were much simpler than you might imagine. She was told to prefer works that were red, bloody, or violent. These are adjectives that Darcy is particularly good at recognizing. Quality didn't matter at all.
Well, it feels funny that a computer is working at your artwork, and I can't believe a computer can do it. Because there's never good art or bad art. There's different types of art. I may like painting art. Some people may like doing paper art. The computer could like art, but I don't know how you would do that.
Good or bad, George, in the real world, some art gets accepted and most doesn't. And it can feel kind of arbitrary. Dan Ventura says that makes this experiment very much like the real world.
Whenever you enter art into a juried show, you're often not told what the criteria are. Somebody is going to make a judgment about your art and decide whether you get in or not. And Darcy is that someone right now. I think every art show has this mechanism. It's just not usually a computer.
For Studio 360, I'm Philip Greitzer.
Can help teach Darcy about art yourself by describing the images that it shows you online. Check that out at studio360.org. If you're willing to be a collaborator and help our machine overlords enslave us, kidding, sort of.